Yeah, sorry about that.
But like you said, not the best year so far, but road courses are different from anything else, but what can you take from this going forward?
Well, we've run pretty well at the ovals. It's just we haven't been able to put the finish together. We ran well at Michigan in at the first race, so I look forward to that. Bristol's been a good track. Slowly but surely, I've made small gains on our car, but more than anything, it's just about kind of putting the whole race together, and I hate to blame it on bad luck, because I'm a big believer you make your own luck, but we've had a lot of odd things happen to us this year, and you hope you can, for all the good luck that I had last year, all the things that kind of went my way, it just didn't go this year. It's been tough.
Can you talk about how tough it is to win a road course race? A young guy like Chase, and you know how much you guys put into it and been around for a long time. Everything's got to go right.
Well, I think when I look at guys that are good at road courses, Chase was one of those guys that, like, his rookie year that he came here, and you're like, oh man, he's pretty quick. And he's been fast, especially here. I did a test with him here in 2013 or 14, and he was really fast at the test. Mm-hmm. So I'm not surprised by today. He's a really good racer and very well deserved.
And you, how do you leave this racetrack? What do you think?
Well, I'm just glad that we were able to put a whole day together. It was overall just a really good weekend for us.
Thank you, man.
Was fuel a concern there at the end?
Yes. Everybody was worried about fuel, I think. We started saving at lap 23, and then that caution came out, and that, I don't know that it screwed us, but it put you in another really tight window. And then the last run, I had to race really hard with Kyle, the 42. Where earlier in the day, I could save some gas and still have good lap time, but he was pushing me really hard, and I had to push my car harder.
Thanks, Jamie.